Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, July 22nd, year 2017. You are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I want you all to know on tonight that my guest is Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victus Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina, and he will be coming to us each fourth Saturday. He will be bringing forth the good news of Jesus Christ, the Word of God. Pastor Norman King of Victus Outreach Ministries from Greensboro, North Carolina. Again, for the new listeners, he will be coming forth every fourth Saturday bringing the Word of God. So I'm asking all listeners if you will get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's Word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory because we know that you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for this day that you have made. Heavenly Father, before we ask for anything else, we seek in you and we implore you, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, that I start with myself. And then I also would like to include my entire family and also Pastor Norman King and his entire family. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, Heavenly Father, so that the word and everything that we do for you over this worldwide platform on tonight would not be hindered, but able to accomplish everything that you set forth to do on tonight, that you would be glorified through it all in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that may be tuned in on tonight, whether it's by computer, internet, or by phone, however they are listening on tonight. We pray, Lord, that should there be any listeners that are still spiritually blind, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, it's our desire that souls will be saved on tonight after hearing the word, that they can truly say, after hearing the word, they can open their own mouth and confess their sins and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name. And then once they're saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose. And then once they know their God purpose, they will walk in it and they will live in it and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory alone, Heavenly Father, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we pray on tonight that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, because we know that it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your son, Jesus Christ. And we just being doers of your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. So we need your strength. We need your power. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you again on tonight for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We know that we don't deserve it and we're not worthy of it. But we just thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you are still our healer. And so we know that we cannot do anything without you, Heavenly Father, but we know that with you all things are possible. And so, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus on tonight, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. We know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we just ask that you will comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land, Heavenly Father. Let them feel your presence. Even those that are not saved, that have lost loved ones, even them, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would send a word through a vessel to speak to, into their lives, that they would, too, be able to open their mouth and confess their sins and be saved in Jesus' name on tonight. Heavenly Father, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, move by your spirit over the airways on tonight. Have your way is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we lift up all listeners on tonight that you will bless them, Heavenly Father, as well. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, before we close out our prayer, we do not want to exclude or don't forget to include our president, Donald Trump, and all those, Heavenly Father, that you have that have ruled over your people all over the land. We pray, Lord, is our desire and prayer for them, Heavenly Father, they would be saved in Jesus' name. If they're not saved already, they would become saved. And Heavenly Father, once they're saved, and we know that they, once they're saved, that they will do what's right by you, because you will be leading and guiding them. So we pray, Lord, for our President Donald Trump and all those that have ruled over your people all over the land, that they would do what's right for all people, that you would be glorified through it all. We lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you, Heavenly Father, that your will be done in Jerusalem and Israel on tonight. And we lift up all bishops and pastors and shepherds, Heavenly Father, that are standing on your word, still teaching and preaching about sin, who stand in holy boldness, declaring your word. Continue to strengthen them, continue to bless them, and continue to bless the ministries that you have placed them over. Continue to bless their families and the works of their hands is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all of the people of God that was in, are in total agreement with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought tonight comes to us telling us God is faithful and worthy to be praised at all time. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, God is faithful and worthy to be praised at all time. I am a witness, and I know that I'm not the only one that knows that God is faithful and he's worthy to be praised at all times. So right now I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants. Ambassadors, vessels, and once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I have my cousin, my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina, Pastor Norman King, standing by to bring the word on tonight. So my prayer is that you would have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. In the form of announcements, I only have two announcements. And the first announcement that is, I am so excited as what God is doing in my life. I can't speak for anyone else, but I can speak for myself of what God is doing in my life. And I'm not bragging, but I know it's the Lord moving and working in my life that he'd be glorified through it all. So I'm thanking him on tonight that he has placed under my direction two new radio hosts. The first one is Prophetess Zazira Hayward, and her show's title is Releasing the Sound. She was just on tonight. Her show comes on from 6:30 to 7 p.m. every fourth Saturday. Again, that's Releasing the Sounds with Prophetess Zazira Hayward. And then we also have Theologically Speaking with Jose Dorsey. He comes on every first and every third Thursday from 6:30 to 7 p.m. So I'm asking you all to please tune in to these to this man and woman of God as they bring forth God's word, and follow along with them as they deliver God's word, and be blessed as you hear God's word through other vessels. And so I thank God for this worldwide platform that I'm able to share with other men and women of God that spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, such as Pastor Norman King, our guest on tonight. And again, he will be coming forth every fourth Saturday. So pass the word, get the word out to your neighbors, your church members, your friends, your coworkers. Let them know that the man of God that's speaking on tonight will be coming forth every fourth Saturday night bringing the word of God, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. And my other announcement is I'm asking all listeners, if you have a PayPal account, and if you would like to be a part of this worldwide ministry, we are at one level right now with this worldwide platform, and this is a ministry. And what I would like to do is be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. So that door has been open for us to do that. And what I need your assistance. I need all those right now that do have a PayPal account, if you would seek God in prayer and ask God to put on your heart what it is that he would like for you to sow financially into this ministry, so this broadcast, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I'm asking all listeners that have a PayPal account, if you would go to my PayPal account, which is under my email address, again, that's all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. I'm asking all those that have PayPal accounts, if you are willing to sow into this ministry financially, pray about it first, seek the Lord, and ask him what it is that he would have you to place in your heart to give in financially into this ministry, to this broadcast, so that we can reach the whole world, that all the world would know that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rose and that he's coming back again. So I'm asking you to be a part of this great ministry, and the Lord has allowed us to be able to go to another level, and I want the listeners to be a part of it. For those of you that have PayPal accounts, and for those of you that do not have a PayPal account, I am in the process of setting up a post office box for those that would like to sow financially into this ministry through a post office box. And once I get that information, I will pass that on to the listeners. But for now, for those of you that would like to sow financially into this ministry through this broadcast, I'm asking you for if you would go to your PayPal account and sow a seed, financial seed, by going to my email address, all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com. And you would be blessed by doing so. But before we bring Pastor Norman King supposed to bring the word of God on tonight in the form of a music break and a musical selection, I am going to not do a musical selection off my chart from my computer. I am going to do a musical selection on tonight, as I often do every now and then. I come to the organ and I will do a musical selection, which I'm going to do again on tonight. And the song that I'm going to be playing on tonight, some of you may know it, it's an old gospel hymn, "Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow." So that's our music break song for tonight. So right after I conclude playing this song for the listeners on tonight, I will come back and I will yield the mic to Pastor Norman King, who's going to deliver God's word on tonight. So enjoy this musical selection. Thank you. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. I pray that someone was touched and by that musical selection. It is because Jesus Christ lives that we can face tomorrow. I am so grateful that he rose from the dead, and he rose with all power in his hands. He rose with the power over death, hell, and the grave in his hands, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercessions for the saints of God on tonight. For this, I am grateful on tonight. So right now, I'm so excited to bring my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries of Greensboro, North Carolina. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I am yielding the mic to you at this time to deliver God's word.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you very much. I'm so humbly grateful for the opportunity always to be that vessel of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to use me. I thank God for it. I take my calling very seriously, and I thank God. Amen. And we're just going to get right into the word tonight. We're going to be looking over in St. John's Gospel, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to be referencing the first 8 verses of John 15 with my key verses, verse 5. And if I begin to read verse 1, it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me, I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in ye, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples." Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior, I thank you again for the opportunity to be in thy presence tonight and of your many witnesses, Father, as we have been granted the opportunity to be on this show tonight, Father God. I pray that your word, that someone will receive your word. I know your word will never return void. So I know and I believe because your word, Father God, that someone is out there to receive this word. And I just pray, Father God, that they receive it thusly. And we just want to say thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that the name of the Lord say amen, amen, and amen. I want to use tonight for a topic, without Jesus, I can do nothing. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. And I want to use for a subtopic, I'm so attached to this old saying. My mama used to say it so much, and here it's been in my spirit for the last 3 weeks, very, very heavy. And it's nothing but the truth. And that subtopic is going to be, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Amen. It's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. And these passages of scriptures in St. John 15 is to put you in the area of what Jesus was facing, amen. He was facing the most terrible scene in all human history. The Son of God was about to be murdered at the hands of men. And all that he had to face was weighing ever so heavily upon his mind, just like we today. We have a lot that's going on in the world today. And let's be truthful, people, God. We are no greater by no means than our Lord. If our Lord was weighing over heavily in his mind over what he was about to experience, we know that we are weighing heavy in our minds from things that we are experiencing or things that we know that we're about to experience. As I continue on with the introduction of this, the scenario in which Jesus was dealing with, it says, in particular, the reaction of everyone to him in their faith. In other words, Jesus had come. He had come from heaven to save them all. It says in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus had come to save them all. And even though he come, only a few was responding in a genuine way. And it's no different than today, people of God. We have a lot of people who say a lot of things, but the bottom line, how many of them is sincere? How many of them are serious about what they say? Because the fact of the matter is, we always only got a remnant. That's why the Bible used that word so much in the Word of God, the remnant. There's always a remnant. So here's Jesus, in all the people's lives he touched, only a few was responding in a genuine way. Another thing Jesus was facing, he was even facing the collapse of his own inner circle. Most tragically, they was falling away. One disciple was in the very process of betraying him. We're talking about Judas. This is what was on Jesus' mind. This is the things that he knew because he was God, his flesh, right? Another thing that he was dealing with, the leader of the disciples was to deny him three times, even by cursing. And we know we're talking about Peter. I'm just trying to put us in a mindset tonight, saints, that what our Lord was in the midst of all of what was going on, he did not let anything or nobody deter him from his assignment. And this word is for somebody tonight. Doesn't matter what you're going through, who's saying what, who's not doing, just make sure that you are in line with what God has assigned you. Amen? And another thing Jesus was dealing with, and then there was the world of men who was rejecting him. He came to die for everyone, and this was going on, and this was on his mind before he buried the cross. Another thing, the religious who strongly professed to know God and to live for God, and the non-religious who had no attachment to God and professed none. Knowing all these things and knowing why he came to die, and he came to become sin for each and every one. So there again, no different than us. We must know our calling. We must know our assignment. And we must understand, as it says in verse 5, at least in Jesus' words I read to you in John 15, Jesus said that without me, you cannot do anything. Amen. So anyway, Jesus had these thoughts that raced through his mind. Amen. And then in the midst of all this, he recalled the vine of God. So often described in the Old Testament. So we got scriptures in the Old Testament that talk about the same thing that John 15 talks about. We have scriptures in around Psalm 80, verses 8 through 16. We got Isaiah 5, verses 1 through 7, Jeremiah 2, 21. Just a few, just to show you how Jesus was always looking at what his Father had done, amen, before and to relate it to the present situation in which that he was about to experience. Amen. So I want tonight just go into some teaching, amen, some preaching and some teaching about some warnings that Jesus was giving and some hope that he was also instilling in Psalms. So Jesus is the vine, and God is the vine dresser or the cultivator or the gardener, and men are the branches. So we must come to understand, people of God, that Jesus was trying to let them know, He was not trying to do anything. He was doing it. Amen. Our God don't have to try to do anything. So Jesus said, I am the true vine. Amen. And my Father is the vine dresser. So God, he is the one who carefully plans the vine. And the vine is Christ. Amen. He is the one who cares for, looks after, and watch over the vine and the branch. I'm talking about Almighty God. He is the one who prunes, he purges, he cleans, and he protects the vine and his branches. But let's be aware that men are the branches. And as I heard my Brother James say in his introduction, he's talking about how we got to be convicted of sin. Otherwise, we must be aware that there's going to be a judgment. Amen. And men are branches. They are all judged on the basis of how they relate to the true vine. They are going to be either unfruitful or they're going to be fruitful branches of the true vine, or they're going to be either unattached or attached branches to the true vine. Amen. So we have here that it says that they are the unfruitful branches. Amen. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 says that every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we see here that they are taken away. Note, these are the attached branches. They differ from the unattached branches in John 15:4. Jesus said, they are in me, but they have a problem. They bear no fruit. We live in a time, people of God, that there's a lot of people saying a lot of things. Oh, I love you, Lord. You first in my life. I love you because you first loved me. But we must do a self-evaluation. Amen. Because here in this example is what Jesus saying, they are in me, but they have a problem. They bear no fruit. In other words, the unfruitful branches did become attached to Christ. They did have some organic relationship to him. There was a time, a point when they began to bud and sprout. They even grew into branches. And my question tonight, is that you? Is you a person that in a point of time that you was sprouting, that you was budding, but then something happened in your life, hard times, tribulation, divorce, whatever situation may be, is that true? And if it is, this is tonight that God said, be reconciled back to me. If you are that person who at one time in your life sprouted, who was budding, but then something happened. And this is what the word of God says, is that they listened to Jesus and the gospel. They opened their ears. They made a profession. He's talking about us. We were baptized, and we seemed at one time capable of bearing fruit. And we appeared to be fruitful branches. Amen. But the branches were what? Unfruitful. They are in the vine. They are a part of it, but they simply bear no fruit. I want to say again, it's getting late in the evening. In other words, if that person is you who I just explained, who one time you was fruitful, but you become unfruitful because of life situations, make amends tonight. Get it right now because it's getting late in the evening. What does this mean? Unfruitful branches do not relate enough to Christ. They do not draw enough nourishment from him to draw life, to bear fruit, even to continue in the vine. I say again, it's getting late in the evening. Don't put off tomorrow for what you have the opportunity to do today. Another thing about unfruitful branches. They are not genuine enough to bear fruit. I'm going to tell you why. Their profession or profession is more profession than possession. They are more pretending than being. They are more deception than truth. I'm talking about unfruitful branch. They are more counterfeit than real. The unfruitful branch become opposite, apostate, and deserters. men and women who abandon the faith. Let me give you a scripture reference where it says in 1 John 2:19, and this is from the Message Bible. It says, they left us, but they were never really with us. If they had been, they would have stuck it out with us, loyal to the end. In leaving, they showed their true colors. So they never did belong. I'm just trying to encourage somebody along the way tonight that if that person is you, then Jesus, not me, the Holy Spirit in me, is speaking to you tonight. It's saying, make it right, because we can't do nothing without the Lord. Now, God, take it away, the unfruitful branches. The word means to take away and remove. In relation to the vine, the branch is pruned. It's removed and taken away. This is a severe warning to every branch in the vine to make sure his profession is genuine enough to bear fruit. In other words, if we say we love God, if we say he's our, as the old folks say, our all in all, then don't put yourself or allow yourself to be in a situation that you become unfruitful. But now, if you are unfruitful, our God is just. He said, just repent of your sins and be reconciled back to me. Amen? It's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Now, Scripture says at least two things about the judgment of unfruitful branches that sin. Number one, the unfruitful branch that sin are taken away and removed from, the vines are destroyed by fire. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been on the other side. I'm not trying to go back where I once were. I don't want, in other words, God is saying, he gives a warning through his son Jesus. He said, get it right today. Don't be unfruitful, but be fruitful. Be a fruitful branch. Amen. Number two, the unfruitful branch that sin are chastened and disciplined by being taken away and removed through death. And I got a scripture reference. I'm not going to read it, but I'll give it to you. It's 1 John 5:16. I love when we follow the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is always on time. Because I hear Brother James when he opened up his prayer and in his open testimony, it reminds me of what I'm going to say right now. It says the Bible warns professing believers of severe chastening, the chastening of what? Sinful behavior that causes loss of all rewards by fire. So the Bible gives us a warning. Don't be that person that has a sinful behavior, because you're going to lose your reward by fire. Another one is sinful behavior that causes death. Amen. Another sinful behavior that causes man to what? Miss God's rest. It talks about in Hebrews 4. Amen. In other words, the branches must make sure they are bearing fruit, or else they're going to face what? Severe judgment. I'm not a fire and brimstone preacher, but I know that the last two times I've been on the show, but the Holy Spirit has been leading me to go in a way to sharpen and tighten up the household of faith. Because it's getting late, what, in the evening, and the sun is going down, and there's some things that God is not pleased with, y'all. Come on. God is saying, I need y'all to get right, get right, get right. Today is the day of salvation. Amen? As we look at faithful branches, they are pruned. What? Pruned from what? All bad spots. They're pruned from what? Useless buds. They're pruned from misdirected sex. And discolored leaves are pruned off as well. Even fruitful believers have spots and leaves that are bad, useless and misdirected and discolored. Believers have errors and things that must be cleaned away and cleared up. Can I get a witness? Amen. We got some stuff. Yeah, we do. That need to be cleaned up. Amen. That's why we got to pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness each and every day. You know, a thought may cross your mind. that is unfruitful. That's why I don't take nothing for granted. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Amen? Is that all right, church? Praise the Lord. The purpose for pruning is onefold. To prepare the branch to bear more fruit. I'm going to say it again. The purpose for pruning is to prepare the branch to bear more fruit. Amen. Now, I told you as I opened up, I said, Jesus is the vine. God is the gardener. So this branch I'm talking about is man. Amen. So God wants to prune us, y'all. He wants us to be pruned so we can bear more fruit. The purpose is not to punish, not to hurt, or to damage the branch, talking about us. Amen? The fruit of the believer is what? It's to bear. Amen. And there's different stages of fruit bearing. All believers are not 100% fruit bearers. Some bear 60%, some only 30%. There are degrees of fruit bearing of commitment and dedication to Christ. And which one are you? That's my question. Which one are you? So the bottom line is, you know which one you are. Amen? You know if you're at 100. You know if you're at 60. And you know if you're at 30. Amen. And one scripture says that his Lord says to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Amen. Branches are cleansed by the word. Who's the branch? That's us. Branches are cleansed by the word which Jesus has given to men, by the word of the Lord himself. The word of God refines men by purging away all the dross and contamination, the pollution and dirt that clings to them. When a man comes to the word of God sincerely, I'm going to say it again, when a man comes to the word of God sincerely, the word of God shows what he is doing and what he is not doing, where he failed, amen, and how he failed, the sins of commission and the sins of omission. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. John 17:19 says, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And some more words about branches, because that's filling up. Branches are cleansed by the mirror of the word of God. When a man looks into the word of God, he reflects both himself in his shortcomings and Christ in his perfection. The word of God forces man to measure himself against Christ. Amen? James 1:23-24 says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and going his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. And what I want to do, I know, I'm not sure what my time is. I didn't set my timer, so I'm not sure what my time I got. And I want to make sure I cover verse 5. But anyway, it says branches are cleansed by what? Abiding in Christ. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. This can mean at least two things. It can mean a promise, abide in me, and I will abide in you. The believer is thereby cleansed by his position or by being in Christ. It can mean a command. See to it that you abide in me and I in you. The believer is cleansed by what? Continuing in Christ. and remaining faithful. Amen. Unattached branch is out and off by itself. It is not abiding in the vine. In other words, man is not abiding in Jesus because man is the branch and Jesus is the vine. But the truth is pointed. There is no life, no fruit in life apart from Christ because he's the vine. And he said, without me, you can't do nothing. Just as the branch suspended out in mid-air or lying on the ground without any attachment to the vine, is lifeless and meaningless. So a man on the earth without attachment to Christ is what? Lifeless and meaningless. Those who seek life and meaning someplace other than in Christ are what? They are doomed. They're doomed to failure. The unattached branch cannot bear fruit. Not real and permanent fruit that is acceptable or pleasing to God. What we want to be, people, God, is that we want to be acceptable. We want to be pleasing to God. Amen? So it cannot bear any good or righteousness that is acceptable to God. According to Romans 6, 21 through 23. Amen? The unattached branch does not understand the nature of bearing fruit in life. The fact that he can do nothing. He cannot live and produce life apart from Christ. And people, God, we have to be very God conscious to understand that he was tempted in all ways. There's nothing that we would ever experience to even come close to what he experienced for us. As I opened up and I told you the situation, the disciples who betrayed him, amen, all of what's going on, the reason why he came, but they abandoned him. So don't think because you're going through a little something. Come on, somebody. We all going through something. But greater is he who is in me than is he is of the world. Amen? The unattached branch is doomed. He is cast forth to wither and to be gathered and cast into the fire and burned. Cast forth to be plucked off and cast out, thrown away. Why? Because he don't have Christ. Now, this word tonight is for the people, God. For you to allow the Holy Spirit to critique you, to reprove you, to rebuke you, at the same time for you to go and share this word. Amen. Not just with other Christians, but go and share the word with people outside the body of Christ and make them aware of what thus saith the Lord. Because it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Amen. The unattached branch experiences everything within the way. His gifts, his abilities. If one time, because he was fruitful, remember I said earlier, they was budding, they was had it going on in Christ Jesus. But then they allowed life and situations and trials and tribulations to overtake them. So now, because it's happening, their gifts and their abilities is beginning to wither away. So this word tonight is letting you know, people, God, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. So get it right. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Amen? One thing about the rich man and Lazarus, you see, it was too late. The rich man had his chance. But then when he went down there and saw that great gulf between him and Lazarus, you see, it was too late. So what I'm trying to do tonight, first of all, is to be obedient to God, allow the Holy Spirit to speak through me, and let the people, God, know it's getting late. It's getting late. It's getting late. Don't put off tomorrow. Don't try to do anything without Christ. Because Jesus said, I'm going to read it again in verse 5, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So I'm trying to call somebody to get stirred tonight, people, God. God is saying, if you ain't been doing what you know, not what you think, if you're not been doing what you know you should do, get it right tonight. Amen. This is your time. This is your moment. Because there's somebody that's dependent on you. There's somebody that's been assigned to you. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Oh, we praise him because he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Stay focused. Jesus went through a lot. In all ways, he was tempted. And that was to show us that we're not above reproach. Come on, people, God. I'm going to say this before I close out. I opened up and I told you that Jesus had some heavy things weighing over his mind. Amen. He had one disciple who was in the very process of betraying him. One leader disciple who denied him three times. Other disciples who fled and deserted him. So I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, quit pouting because you ain't getting your way. It's not about you. It's all about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So what the Lord told me to tell you is, listen, identify yourself with this scripture tonight, this word has been preached, and go before the throne of grace, ask God for forgiveness. And when you get resurrected up out of your prayer, move in direction according to your God call. Romans 11:29 says that the gift and calling of God is irrevocable. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Pastor Norman King. What an awesome word on tonight. And yes, it is. It is truly getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. In other words, Jesus Christ is soon to come again. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Can't you see what we're going through? Can't you see the devastation, the sinfulness, the wickedness that's going all throughout the whole land, through the earth? And that's exactly what the devil does. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy ministries, families. He don't care. He have no shame. But thank God we have an advocate through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, our soon-coming King. Thank God for Jesus Christ, who has raised up from the dead. He rose with all the power in his hands and the victory. And he is now sitting at God's right hand making intercession for the saints of God. So on tonight, after hearing the word, you now know, for those of you that did not know, that may have been unaware, now you cannot say that you did not know that without him, we're talking about Jesus. It's the him that we're talking about. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. So we need Jesus in our life. We need him. We need the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in every direction, every step of the way. In other words, as the older folks used to say, from earth to glory, we need Jesus every step of the way. So I thank you, Pastor Norman King, for sharing that powerful, anointed, awesome word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this. Again, Jesus Christ is soon to come again, and you do not want to be caught with your work undone. You do not want Jesus to come back, and you have not confessed your sins to him and asked him to be your Lord and your Savior in your life. So that when you do leave this earthly body, that you would have an eternal home in glory. That's why Jesus came. That's why he died, so that you and I could have a right to the tree of life, and that we could be redeemed back to God, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, so that at the time of our departure from this earthly body tabernacle, that we would have a new home in glory, provided by Jesus Christ himself. So I thank God for you, Pastor Norman King. Thank God for the word on tonight. It is my prayer, it is my desire that everyone that is not saved on tonight, that you become saved, because it's God's desire. He said it right in his word. It's not God's desire that any souls be lost. And so I know that's my prayer, and that's Pastor Norman King's prayer. And anyone that is truly saved and born again of Jesus Christ, it should be all of our prayer that no souls be lost, that all would enter into the kingdom of God. But we know that God is faithful. God knows everything. That's why there is a hell, because he knew, and he already knows that everybody is not going to accept his son Jesus, because we have a choice. You and I have a choice. For those of you that are not saved on tonight, you too have a choice. whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe man's report that you have a place within between hell and heaven that you can choose, that you're going to go to? No, there's no place in between. It's either heaven or hell. The choice is yours. Which one are you going to go to? Which one do you choose today? This is your choice. Again, God is not like man. He is a gentleman. He do not force himself on anyone. So when you stand before God, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ before he comes back, you stand before God and you kneel down and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then you hear God say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, then you end up in hell throughout eternity. It's going to be nobody's fault but your own. So once you hear the word, you can never say to God that you did not hear the word. So we thank God for this worldwide platform. That's why we're here. And like Pastor Norman King said, it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. We're just vessels. We are ambassadors. We are servants. We're God's mouthpiece in the earth. So, and now, again, I like what he said. And I have talked about this myself on a previous shows when I brought the message myself. We need to come out behind the four walls of the church. It's good for us to get together and praise God together as the body of Christ. And that's what he tells us. Don't fail to assemble ourselves together to give God praise and glory together as the body of corporate body of Christ. But what are you doing outside of the four walls of the church? Are you spreading the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you going into the hedges and the highways and the people that you meet, whether you know they're saved or not? Are you spreading the good news of Jesus Christ? Are you encouraging anyone? What are you doing? What kind of fruit is on your tree when you stand before God? So that's the question for tonight. I thank God for Pastor Norman King. Again, tonight's message was, without Jesus, I can do nothing. Pastor Norman King, you continue to stay on the wall, continue to be the man of God that he has called and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. You haven't seen the best for you, your family, your ministry. The best is yet to come. As long as you stay humble, as long as you stay faithful and obedient to God and stand on his word and be a doer of his word without hidden motives and agendas, then God has so much in store for you that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the great things that God has in store for them that love him and that walk upright. So we thank you for sharing the word on tonight, Pastor Norman King. For the listeners on tonight, again, for those that may have tuned in later on and caught the last end of the message, I do want you all to be aware that Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, he's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be coming forth every fourth Saturday, bringing forth the word of God, just like he did on tonight. He always brings a good word. All of God's word is good. It may not be good to us, but it's good for us. Again, it may not be good to us, good for us. So just like when your parents whooped something wrong, it didn't feel good while they was doing it. But you thank God that they did it because that kept you out of a lot of bad situations. So we just thank God for Jesus on tonight. And as we're ready to close out tonight's program, I have a special prayer request, and I'm asking the listeners, if you would go into prayer with me on behalf of a young man by the name of Darius Gordon. We don't know the whole situation, but God knows, and it's not everybody's business. Sometimes we just need to leave things between us and God, and we just pray on their behalf. So I'm asking everyone that knows how to pray. He said, the word of God said, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much, and that is so true. So I'm asking on Brother Deacon Darius Gordon's behalf, if we would all come on into agreement and corporate prayer on his behalf on tonight, that God will work a miracle for him. Because of the situation, I don't know the full story, but God knows all about it, and God still works miracles, and he can get a testimony out of this situation that he's going through right now. And sometimes we bring things on ourselves. We need to stop blaming everything on the devil. Something we bring on ourselves, and then we get ourselves in a hot mess, and then we want God to get us out of it. And we promise the Lord, Lord, if you get me out of this, I won't never do it again. And before you know it, you're doing the same thing, and that includes me, doing the same thing again. And there we go again, got to go back to God again with the same prayer. Lord, get me out of this again, and I won't do it again. But thank God for Jesus. We can go to God in prayer. And thank God we don't just have to go to him one time. We can go to him over and over and over again continuously and asking him to forgive us so that our steps can be ordered by God, so that we can fulfill our God purpose. So on tonight, I'm asking all faithful prayer warriors on tonight, please pray, lift up your, open your mouth and open your mouth and call out the name of Darius Gordon to the Lord. He knows who he is, and he knows where he is, and he knows the situation. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to go into prayer right now. But before we do that, I want the listeners to know that in the very near future, as I have said before, we just celebrated my fourth year anniversary on the first Saturday of this month, and I thank God for that. But I want to get back to open up the phone lines for prayer, for worldwide listeners to call in and with your prayer requests. I used to be an intercessor on Pray Live, which is worldwide, and I was an intercessor on that line for 2 years, and I had all kind of people calling in from Australia, Israel, California, all Africa, all over the world, to be calling in for prayer. And so we are at a time now, like Pastor Norman King said, and it is the truth. My mother used to say the same thing. It's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. Can't you see the handwriting on the wall? Jesus Christ is soon to come again. How much more do you need to see? How much more do you need to hear to realize and know that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he's coming back again? So are you ready? That's the question. Are you ready to meet him? So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, remember the name of Darius Gordon. As we close out in prayer, I'm asking all our prayer warriors to lift up Darius Gordon in prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. Here we are again. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you as often as we see fit. Heavenly Father, there's no time limit. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. We as people, sometimes we can say, if you need me, call me. And then as soon as we call, then they don't even answer the phone. But your line is never busy, Heavenly Father. We thank you that you're always listening for our prayers. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus on tonight, we have a petition that you already know the situation, Heavenly Father. You already know where he is, Brother Deacon Darius Gordon. Heavenly Father, you know that situation. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father. We are touching and agreeing as believers in your Son, Jesus Christ, that you're going to work a miracle on his behalf, Heavenly Father, that he would have the greatest testimony that he had ever had before in his life, that you brought him through. You made a way out of no way. You made a way of escape. And that's exactly what you do for your children, Heavenly Father. So he needs you right now, Heavenly Father. Touch his heart, his mind. Help him to stay faithful, Heavenly Father. Help him to lean and depend on you, and help him to realize, too, Heavenly Father, that without Jesus, he can do nothing. But with Christ, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened us. So give him the strength, Heavenly Father, to stand on his faith. If there was ever a time that Deacon Darius Gordon needed to stand on his faith, it's right now. So we stand in the gap on his behalf, Heavenly Father, that you would intervene, Heavenly Father, that he would come out victorious, that you would be glorified through his testimony, that he would not be ashamed to let the world know that it was you that brought him out. And it's our prayer that you would do this, that you would be glorified through it all, because he is a man of God. And so we just asking you to make a way out of no way on tonight, that you will be glorified. And not only him, but Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are going through different situations. We pray for those that are sick in their bodies, minds, and spirit. We lift up all those that are bereaved all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Comfort and strengthen, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Continue to be our joy, our peace, our everything, Heavenly Father, our way of escape. You are our everything, Heavenly Father. We know without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we know that all things are possible. We know that there is nothing too hard or impossible for you to do if we just believe. So you said we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And that's what we're doing now, Heavenly Father. We're casting all of our cares upon you. We are casting Brother Darius Gordon upon you, and the sick and afflicted, those that are incarcerated behind prison bars, those that are in homeless shelters, those are women and children that have been battered and abused that are in shelters. We pray, Lord, you would touch and console their hearts and minds and spirits and put their hearts and minds back on you, Heavenly Father. Make a way for them. Oh, God, we just lift up all those that are homeless all over the land. We know that you are a provider. You are a great provider, Heavenly Father. Can't nobody do us like you can. So we just thank you for who you are again on tonight. We pray that you would just continue to have your way in Pastor Norman King's life and Victor's Outreach Ministry and the work that you alone will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we will forever give your name glory, honor, and praise because truly you are worthy to be praised at all times. For this we pray in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said amen. listeners know that on tonight I love you and God loves you even more. So continue to pass the word on to your friends and neighbors and church members and coworkers that this broadcast comes forth every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that, again, I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, we want to ask this. We want the Lord to continue to cover us is our prayer on tonight in Jesus' name. Well, until the next time, good night.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh.